You know who's really going to save the Republic? The people that do all the good things in this world. Moms. Moms are going to end up saving the Republic from all of its enemies. What's up? This is Mark K. Saves the Republic. And we're going to kick things off here in just a minute. So last week when we were at Turning Point USA, we met a lot of fantastic people. And one of them was Marina, who works with Moms for America. And she wrote an incredible book. And she had just an incredible story and is an amazing. I'm going to be honest with you. You think I'm energetic and you think I talk fast. You haven't met anyone yet. And I interviewed her. Never met her before, but I thought, you know, she'd be a great interview. And she had some amazing things to say about faith, family, and freedom, which is her, that's her calling card. That's her motto. And she's had some experiences that I think all parents can relate to. And she's been able to parlay it into one of the most patriotic and just conservatively Christian outlooks on life I've ever heard. So you're going to enjoy this one. This is my live interview from last week's Turning Point USA Student Action Summit with Marina from Moms for America. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have Dr. Marina Hoffman here. But you're not like a Dr. Fauci doctor.
And I never want to be in the same sentence, Mark.
Never, no one should ever want to be like a Dr. Fauci
Bible
doctor.
I'm in theology, and I'm a professor at Palm Beach Atlantic University.
Oh, you're a professor too? I'm learning so much. I'm learning so much about you. Marina works with Moms for America, and tell everybody. And you speak really quickly, which is great because so do I. Tell everyone super fast what Moms for America is.
That's right. We are 500,000 moms across America. It's a national organization that goes to Washington, that fights for policy, that fights for freedom. But you know, Mark, how does that matter to the daily lives? Our small chapters. And in Palm Beach County, we started as a group of friends. And we started, Mark, because I was personally lonely.
Yeah.
I was so frustrated. I fought so hard for 2 years. I felt like I was the only person getting managers running me out of Publix for not masking my three-year-old.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. So that really happened to you.
This happened to all of our moms.
You were in a Publix. And your kid didn't have a mask.
We're getting kicked out. You know, the worst story, Mark, is 3 months ago, I brought my daughter to the dentist and they wouldn't see her unless she put on a mask.
How can you go to the dentist with a mask on?
It was ridiculous. Like, can I add that the room was empty and the people working there were behind very thick plexiglass?
Yeah.
They wouldn't let us sit in the room. They had us in the hall with no chairs, no windows for 48 minutes and there was no one in front of us.
Didn't they know this was Florida?
What happened to the free state? This is what I'm saying.
Right.
We always have the battle. Mark, the battle's in front of us all the time. And if we think we're alone, we're not alone. But if we're feeling lonely, we need to get with like-minded people. It's a lot easier to fight a battle with two than alone.
That is true. And one of the reasons we're here, one of the reasons SAS and TPUSA is so incredible is you see all of these people coming together. It's like an army. It's an army fighting for freedom and liberty in the American way and God and all the other, whatever else is good. I don't know. What else is good?
Like, faith, family, freedom. What else matters?
There you go. Faith, family, freedom. So you started your chapter because you were lonely and now you work with a bunch of moms and you guys are out fighting for all that stuff.
We grew from 5 in March to we just had an event of 220 people in July. And can I break some news on your show? It's not official.
Okay? Oh, hold on. Breaking news.
I just heard from the DeSantis campaign. I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this. We're going to have a meet and greet at the end of September and Casey DeSantis might come. We've at least reached her. Mark, 5 of us met in my friend's living room in March.
Yeah.
But that's the power when you get together and you realize, wait, I'm not alone. I can do this.
That's fantastic. You also wrote a book called Women in the Bible, Small Group Bible Study. And this is about all the women in the Bible.
Mark, the women in the Bible are ordinary people that do incredible things.
Yeah.
But what they do is not so incredible. They do ordinary things. The amazing thing is that they're willing to say yes to God.
Yeah.
They're humble and they're willing to choose faith over fear.
Yeah.
And you know what, Mark? Sometimes for me, I think of it like this. What am I more afraid of? Dr. Fauci, because he told me not to visit my neighbors at Christmas, but to wave to them with closed windows.
Yeah.
Is that my fear? Or am I afraid more of God? That if I don't reach my neighbors and love them and hug them on Christmas and tell them I'm thankful for them and have connection, what should I be afraid of? So maybe we are afraid, Mark. Maybe we don't need to wait until we're fearless. But what are we more afraid of? I'm more afraid of standing before God in the end and saying, I just stood there in my little corner and let the world fall apart on my child.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Fauci told me so.
I bet you're an amazing neighbor.
I love my neighbors.
Do you show up with like baked goods and lasagna and balloons on
Mark,
their birthday?
I was isolated, afraid of talking to someone. couldn't keep you 6 feet because everyone was afraid of me and my child.
Right.
They showed up at my door. And do you know what they told me?
No, what
they're
they
like, say? Are you a Christian? I said, yes. And thinking, where are we going now? They said, do you have a child? I said, yes. They said, we've been praying for a Christian with children. And like that.
Look at that.
Minded, they're Republican, they're beautiful.
Wow.
So, you know, it's such a gift. But, Mark, how would we ever know that if they didn't take the courage to knock on my door? Who does that anymore?
No, yeah, it's true. Well, I have a camera, so if you ring a knock on my door, I look at the camera first, and I go, who the hell's there? But, you know, it's interesting because I say this all the time. We've all been brought up, and I don't know where it started, but it's the dumbest thing ever. You're told not to talk about politics, not to talk about religion, not to talk about money. And for most people, those are the three most important things in their lives. So they don't figure out how they can find like-minded individuals. They don't know how they can find other Christians, other conservatives, other people that are similar that they can grow these communities with, because we've all been taught, don't talk about it. But really, I mean, those are the only three things I like to talk about.
Mark, you're telling my story. I grew up in Canada and I cared and I knew what was going on and I cared. I was informed.
Yeah.
And I prayed for God to raise up someone else because only the politicians and lawyers could make a difference.
Right.
And the people with all kinds of money to fund it. So I cared and I invested time praying. Over the last 2 years, I realized, why am I waiting for someone else to do it? The battle has come to me. And you talk about politics and you talk about religion. What anymore is left that is not political? It's everything.
Oh, well, they politicize everything, yeah.
Us talking to each other. We're not 6 feet apart and I see your face. This is political, is it not? So we can no longer stand by and wait for someone else to do it. And thank God for people like you that are saying the truth. We need to be informed, but we need to take a stand. And maybe it's just in our local community. Maybe it's a small stand at our grocery store or our dentist or our school board. I think that's my hope, Mark, for the future.
No, and I agree with you. I thank God for people like me every day. Thank God for me. No, but it's so true when you say you can't tell you everything is political. I was speaking to this gentleman from the Epoch Times earlier, and he talks about how in China, the reason they're winning is because they have weaponized everything. They're in battle in every aspect of their lives, culturally, real estate, money, investments, everything they do, they invest it and they do it in a way that is to defeat their enemy. And we don't do that here in the United States. We hide and we cover. And like you said, we find it rude to not talk about it. Unless, of course, you're a Democrat, and then you can talk about your sexuality and your politics and whatever else. And if anybody says differently, you're apparently a racist. But it's an interesting concept that you and I think a lot of people around here are starting to grasp. And that is that you have to live loudly. Not that you're loud, although you are pretty loud.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you have to live loudly everything you believe.
You know, Mark, when it comes to children, what I believe is I think we need to create cool groups for our kids.
Cool groups.
By that, I mean, our Moms for America, we bring our children. Because I want my 4-year-old daughter to think it's really cool that her friends have memorized some scripture verses.
Yeah.
And she needs to memorize it so she's cool too.
Yeah.
She will have peer pressure. I don't want her to be the only kid that doesn't have high sugar diets, all kinds of garbage in her food, garbage in her diet, electronics. With my Moms for America group, the cool thing is not to play with electronics because none of them are allowed. You know what I'm saying, Mark? Is we need to create a new cool. We're the cool group. Why are we on the outside?
I'll be honest. It took me 40 years or so, but finally I'm in the cool group.
We're in the majority.
Can we sit at the lunch table right in the middle of the room? Oh, this is
fantastic. Look at us. We just met and look how much we have in common to talk about.
No, it's true.
And I think we need that shift. I no longer think that all the things I hear about constantly in my face yelling at me, I know they're fringe. They're loud.
Right.
But they're on the fringe. I know that the majority of Americans believe, like me, are committed for the same things. And to the moms out there, we are bonded simply by the fact that we are mama bears. You come to threaten our child, we will do anything for them.
So what do you tell moms that maybe are, you know, because you probably encounter them all the time. They're like, I'm conservative. Yeah, I'm Christian. Yeah, I don't want my kids to tell people what their pronouns are. I don't want any of this stuff. But yet they don't know how to, you know, do anything other than just sit back and be quiet.
If you want to make a change, if you want to create a different and a new world for your child and your future and your family, you need community. Maybe there are some people out there that can do it all themselves. Maybe. We need each other. We need to get together. And, you know, copy what I did. Ask 2 or 3 of your friends. Brainstorm. Write their names down. Say, will you come to my house for one night? Yes, you can bring your kids. We're going to talk about what we believe in. We're going to share our stories. We're going to laugh about being chased out of Publix.
So when you say chased,
start to network.
Like, what happened? The manager, like, threw you out of Publix? Did they, like,
see you without a mask, and they're coming after you to get you to wear a mask. So if you don't want to have a big confrontation, you've got to run.
You got to leave, yeah.
And some of them are fast walking. But you know what, Mark? The other thing is, there's practical answers to the issues you're raising.
Yeah.
If you want to homeschool, you need a curriculum. You need other people. You need a group of friends.
That's
so
true.
You don't go crazy. You
yeah.
need advice.
Field
so
trips, all that
create
other stuff.
The community that will help you with the networking. Let me tell you one story.
Yeah.
At our second Moms for America group, we were just sharing. Open floor time, we call it. We share our struggles.
Yeah.
One lady said, well, it's hard financially. I've now lost two jobs to not taking a vaccine. We had a lawyer in the room. I didn't even know. She's like, excuse me, did you just say you lost your job to not being vaccinated?
Yeah.
The lady says, yeah, twice. She's like, excuse me again.
Yeah.
Do you have that in writing? Like, yeah, I got two emails, actually. She's like, I am a lawyer.
Yeah.
I will meet with you and I will help. That sounds nice, right, Mark?
Right.
The real part of this story is this. I called a third friend the next morning at 10 a.m. Do you know what's happening?
What's happening?
She couldn't talk to me. In her living room were both women. They actually were meeting.
Oh, wow.
They actually were fleshing out a plan for that woman to get compensation or her job back, whatever legal action she wants to take. Mark, I think that that's the kind of difference that can happen when we get together, however, whoever we are, we network and we actually care about each other and we're willing to support moms and why not dads in our community too.
Did you get your kids a new dentist, by the way?
No, she will not. She says, no, he needs to stand for freedom. We called. Every few days I called again, I would put her on the phone because she stands for freedom.
Yeah.
She said to him, I will not wear a mask and I will come back when you will let me come without a mask. Mark, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks later? I think it was 10 days later, they finally said, well, the dentist has decided we'll make an exception for you. They still made us wait another 48 minutes in the hall, but they took us. Mark, that girl at the age of 3 faced a dentist and says, I want you to do my teeth, but I will not wear a mask. And we left. And she was so strong, Mark. I was a mess.
That's so great.
I broke down and cried in the car.
I can only imagine.
It was so hard to do.
Yeah.
But Mark, everything since then has been easy. So.
That's great. You never cry?
No, not in front of my child.
Oh, okay, yeah,
child.
Not in front. That's
like,
perfect.
I fell apart.
Like, I cry every day.
I feel like I've been on the front lines of a battlefield.
I know.
I was shocked at how hard it was.
Do you remember at Publix for like a year they had the arrows and you could only
yes.
go one
oh,
way?
Mark, I went the opposite.
I would run up. I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. I just seen one thing off here. People would shoot me and look like you're going the wrong way. I'm like, what?
You know what?
What
I
really
started
is?
To say, hi, how are you to everyone?
Yeah.
I was like, what are the rules? Tell me because I want to break them up.
One by one.
But what did it was like the Fauci lines. You know, wait to your neighbor.
Yeah.
I had enough.
Oh, that was great. All right. Marina Hoffman, PhD, Women in the Bible. Who's your favorite woman in the Bible, by the way? Do you have a favorite?
Right now, the midwives, because of their courage through a simple act.
The midwives.
But I love Hannah, too. That's my own story. Another episode, Mark.
Right. No,
but
I know.
God works miracles in unexpected ways. Sometimes it takes a long time. For me, it was 8 years after a car crash, but God gave me the miracle of a daughter. So Hannah's my story, too.
We're so excited. All right. So women, Mothers for America. So where do people go if they want your book or to find your...
MomsForAmerica.us.
Moms for America.
If there's not one, start it.
MomsForAmerica.us. Marina, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.